Now to this week's letters from the Evening News. In our first letter, John Taylor from Lakenham says poor pay isn't the only reason people are putting off joining the care sector.
Norfolk's Director of Adult Social Services recently appealed for more people to work in social care, rightly pointing to the problem of low pay. Well, low pay isn't the only problem, however. During my working life, I'm now retired, I worked at various times in the care sector and in the commercial sector. In my experience, employers in the commercial sector, at least the progressive ones, have on average more concern for their staff's well-being. For example, while working in care, I had to take time off sick with a doctor's diagnosis of exhaustion. And on my return to work, the work was piled on me again as if nothing had happened. But I was fortunate compared to some carers, however, as I managed to struggle on, whereas others have either succumbed to stress or have made a mistake as a result of overwork and had the book thrown at them. There are many excellent employers in social care and many excellent managers, but too many have no experience of hands-on care and spend most of their time attending meetings and making the occasional right-sounding speech.
Members of the Norwich Support Group of the Macular Society were pleased at the recent publicity given to the disease. The group meet on the second Friday of each month at the Bradbury Activity Centre of Vision, Norfolk, from noon to 2 p.m. We have a list of more than 70 people registered with the society. However, we are aware that in our area there are many more people with MD, be it wet or dry. Therefore, we would welcome many more members. In addition to the support received from Vision Norfolk, not least from the Equipment Centre, we also appreciate the talking newspaper services of Chatterbox.
I often use this column to remind us all how wonderful Norwich is, and I do it unashamedly. And one of the main attractions Norwich has in its favour is the brilliant independent retailers. And the heart of this sector is the market. As a boy in the north, I used to visit an outdoor market each Saturday with my mum. And it was, looking back, a bit shabby. But most of the goods on offer appeared to have fallen off the back of a lorry on the M62. Oh, and the drink and the food options were rudimentary. Greasy mugs of tea and fried egg sandwiches. But Norwich's current offering is a world away from that. You can munch your way around the globe on our superb market and even enjoy a trendy tipple as well. And it does feel cruel then that the council, currently and understandably on a round of raising cash, are going after the traders for more rent. These hard-working folks have suffered an unprecedented few years thanks to COVID. They pivoted, put in a hard shift, and have survived, only to be met with a cost of living crisis and now 8.2% rent hikes. The increases are short-sighted.
Jane Basham writes, "Why I'm sticking up for strikers. In my view, it's not wrong, this strike for decent pay, pensions, terms and conditions, and passenger safety. There's a lot of divisive mediums. Salaries are being thrown about with a focus on train driver salaries. What gets lost in this use of median figures is the breadth of workers in our rail transport system. Like the cleaners at stations on minimum wage or station controllers on £20,000, I don't mind train drivers, my life regularly in their hands, earning a decent salary as they gain skills and experience, starting salary £24,000. So I'll be expressing my solidarity with rail workers and with all those standing united for justice, for fair pay, pensions and safe working practices. Hard-earned rights are at risk. The basics such as sick pay and holiday pay have all been fought for by trade unions in one form or another. Once they're gone, they're gone. At this cost of being crisis increasingly piles the pressure on those who can work. It seems to me that the flight for decent employment rights matters now more than ever. To care about rights and justice means a difficult position for support for our rail workers.